1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, an update on the old lady and the McDonald's situation. Sorry that we talked about last night. She was arrested in the drive-thru with the McDonald's. Looks like we may have indeed not gotten enough facts on that particular case.
Okay.
And a listener of ours has those facts. But first, we need to go to the phones because Frederick is on the line in Sweden on the AMP line. Hello, Frederick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about medical marijuana.
Please.
Yes. Hello, I read the newspaper today, an interesting case here.
Okay.
We have a sentence, let's see, a 30-year-old woman to jail because she wanted to get more healthy because she has MS.
Multiple sclerosis?
Yes. What she wanted to do is she was too sick to be able to go out to find a dealer to buy this. She decided to get the help of a friend and grow it at home.
Go with the what?
Grow it at home.
Oh, okay. Got it. And is growing it a much more serious offense there as it is here?
Yes, but it gets even worse than this. Because she said that it released her pain. And she didn't want to stop. They said she had no intention to live a clean life. She didn't want to become free from drugs. So because of that, they sentenced her to a much harsher punishment.
So when they found out about her growing the marijuana, she got in trouble. She went in front of some court, and because she wasn't repentant, because she didn't say, I promise I will never do it again, because she said, you know what, I'm hurting, I'm going to do this, I don't care what you say, as soon as I get out, I'm going to smoke more, they sentenced her further.
Yes.
Wow. Heartless.
And it's even worse than this. She had some pain medicine because of the disease, and these medicines were so strong that they are classed as narcotics if you not have a doctor's notice.
Sure.
So she won't be able to get these either.
So they've cut her off because she's growing marijuana, they've cut her off from her narcotics that anybody else in this circumstance would be able to have?
Yeah. If they had a doctor's notice. So the only thing she can have is over-the-counter medicine.
Wow. That's not going to do any good against
that's amazing. Gross. What's the sentence that she received?
In Sweden, for a normal narcotic crime, if you haven't committed any crime before, you usually get off with a warning, maybe a fine or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But this time she got a year's prison.
She got 1 year?
How long?
1 year.
Wow. A year in prison. She's banned from using any further narcotics. Will she be able to use those narcotics after she gets out of prison, presuming she's still in a state where she could?
Perhaps. It doesn't say that. But
so they would have gone lighter on her sentence had she been repentant and promised to not smoke marijuana anymore.
Yes, she probably would have gotten off with either a community service or maybe a few months of prison.
They're really here serving and protecting, aren't they, Frederick?
No, it's real absurd. I hope to be able to change this. I'm a member of the party that is in power in Sweden now, and each year we have a convention where all the members can come with suggestions what the party should do the next year. And I will try to get the party to change their opinion so we can have a legal cannabis.
Good luck to that, sir, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate the story. As always, there's no shortage of outrageous, tragic stories coming out of this war on drugs, not just here in America, but all around the world. Frederick calling from Sweden tonight.
You know, 1 year here in America doesn't seem like that much, but a year in jail stinks.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, even though in America what you would have gotten is probably significantly more.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mark. You've been in jail as a relatively healthy young man. Imagine a year in jail as an MS patient.
I can hardly imagine the kind of, you know, I mean, the kind of medical treatment she's going to get is going to be poor. You know, it's going to be rough, very rough for her, and I hope she survives it.
1-800-259-9231. Quick update from Adam. He emails in, I think you had the McDonald's story a little wrong last night. I heard it from a few different news sources, and Toby said he had dug around to try to find other stories. Maybe more information came out after the show was over. He says, I was excited to hear your spin on the story when I saw it in the show notes for Tuesday. According to other news sources, McDonald's ordered the old lady to move forward after she had paid to an area to wait for her food. The old lady refused and demanded her money back if they couldn't give her her food immediately without moving. The police officer was nearby, and the McDonald's crew asked for the police officer to do something about the old lady after arguing with her for a while. So if that's the case, then the story's completely different.
Yeah.
The version of the story we read said that McDonald's had asked her to stay there. And other news channels, the other news channels spun the story as, we can't believe McDonald's is having people arrested for not following their orders.
Well, it's always the corporation's fault, you know?
He says, I was irritated by the other talk show's assessment of the situation because I believe a person should be arrested for not following orders on private property. The problem with the other talk shows is they believe the person should not be arrested for not following the request of a private property owner.
Maybe, perhaps, not the first order. Oh, you didn't follow orders, you're arrested. But, blocking the drive-thru when that's, one window's to pay at and one window's at which to pay and one window's, for the purpose of receiving your food. If you want your food from the pay window, it seems like you're messing with the business plan there, and you can go to a restaurant where they do that, but not here at McDonald's.
He says the other talk show's assessments were based on their misconception McDonald's is public property, and they don't have to do what the employees tell them to, because McDonald's employees are just McDonald's employees. Adam says, I was excited to hear your show, because I thought you'd say you were glad the old lady was arrested, because she was not following orders of a property owner on that property owner's property. I was hoping I would hear something like, I don't care how old the lady is. If she's being belligerent and won't follow orders of the property owner, then she should face some sort of legal consequence. I was disappointed, but I believe it may be because you had the facts of the story a little wrong. I don't think I would have advocated this woman be arrested for what she did.
Well, here, let me put a scenario in front of you, and you tell me when you're ready for arrest, okay?
All right.
Now, I know you're not a big fan of the police officer, so it's going to be a little while. Okay. So, the lady's got her her white Buick Skylark, and she's pulled up to the window, she's paid, and now she wants her food out of that window.
Yeah.
And the McDonald's employee says, well, you'll have to pull up to the next window where we give food out. The lady says, no, I want my food from this window, and I'm not leaving here until I get it. Ma'am, we have other people behind you, and you need to pull forward so that you can get your food. No, I'm not going to do it. And a minute goes by, and she's still sitting there waiting for her money back or her food.
Mm-hmm.
Then 10 minutes goes by. The manager comes and says, look, there's people. We've got to run a business here. Could you pull forward and get your food? And the lady says, no, I'm not going to do that. Just bring my food here or else. Now, I can't see why McDonald's wouldn't bring her
the food.
Bring her the food.
It does say she asked for her money back as well, so who knows what transpired at that point.
And maybe the cop was right behind her, and then once the cop's thrown into the scenario, then you've got this escalating circumstance going on. But if a woman is barricaded off the window, as far as I'm concerned, at some point, arrest is really the only option you have.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I think that depending on how belligerent the woman is being,
What if she's really nice about blocking off the window, Ian?
I'm not saying that I don't think she should be moved from that particular situation. I think that absolutely
McDonald's bouncers
should happen. Well, whoever it is, their private security or the cops or whoever.
Have you seen McDonald's private security?
No.
Do they wear little red wigs?
I think if the cops are going to be handling the situation, they don't need to jump straight to arrest. I think they could very well have simply moved her out of the lane of traffic.
But pick up the Buick?
And then maybe given her some sort of administrative citation of some sort. I mean, there's no need to arrest this woman for what she did. If anything, she cost McDonald's $50 in lost sales, okay?
It could be more.
I don't think that's really something worth arresting someone over, whether she's 70 years old or 17 years old. I think that's something where, that person should make good. Person should pay McDonald's back for the inconvenience that they caused, but spending a night in jail over that seems a little unnecessary. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. How do you feel the situation should have been handled? This is Free Talk.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI. has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Stakel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. For SACL CAI. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I've heard you guys talk about Ron Paul quite a bit over the last few days, and I just wanted to share a little Ron Paul-related story with you.
By all means.
My fiancé goes to med school in Des Moines, Iowa, and her school is actually right down the street from the Iowa Governor's Mansion. And... well, she wasn't here when this was going on. She was here in Ohio, but Ron Paul actually came to visit her school.
Okay.
Now, personally, I think it was a good move, considering he's a doctor,
right?
And you know, this is one of the top schools in the country for the fields that this school offers.
Makes sense.
He came and spoke. What he spoke about, I don't know, because like I said, my fiance was here with me over Christmas when he went to visit the school.
It would seem that if I were Ron Paul and going to a medical school, I'd talk about medical related freedom.
Well, yeah, and personally, you know, as far as the candidates go, I think he's the only person that's credible when he talks about healthcare, because one, he's a doctor, and two, he's a congressman, so he sees both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sees the bureaucratic side, and he sees what the doctors are seeing. But anyway, are you familiar with a doctor by the name of Stephen Gleason?
I am not.
Okay. He's a grad of this school. This school is Des Moines University. He was a grad back, I think, in the 60s and 70s. But anyway, he's well known from DMU because he was a personal physician and medical advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Now, you would think because of this, because he was a DMU grad, you would think Hillary would make an appearance there while she's in Iowa. Well, she didn't.
And he was the personal advisor to them, you say?
Yes, he was the personal medical advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Wikipedia entry. If you go to Wikipedia and type in Stephen Gleason, he comes up.
Okay. So the point is that she just didn't go to the school and Ron did?
Yeah, and I just kind of see it as kind of weird because... You know, her medical advisor is a grad of this school, and, you know, Hillary's all about healthcare, this and healthcare that. You would think she would, you know, make a visit to a school that her and her husband's advisor graduated from.
I don't know. I don't know what their campaign is thinking. I'm sure there are all kinds of different campaign stops they could have made, and they only have so many hours in the day. Not that I'm defending the big-name candidates or anything. It's just... I can understand that campaigns are pretty hectic, and you might not necessarily think, oh, well, so-and-so used to go to this school. We should go there. I don't know. Maybe
right.
It just didn't cross their mind.
Okay. Well.
Sure. Any other thoughts tonight?
That's just my observation. I just thought it was kind of odd that, you know, Hillary, considering her connection to the school, didn't show up. And
yeah, she didn't make political hay out of that when she could have. I'm sure she was busy doing it elsewhere, but thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, what can I say? I'm not a political analyst. She's a politician. They make decisions for whatever reasons they make decisions.
I guess nobody campaigning really owes you a visit.
Certainly not. 800-259-9231. Sarah writes in a question about arbitration. She says, it's kind of an open-ended question. I haven't quite formed an opinion myself, as there are a couple of different ways to look at this. You could maybe read this on the air. So if a person were to choose to use heroin or crack or whatnot, drugs at a higher schedule than marijuana, actually, I believe marijuana is on the exact same schedule as heroin and crack. If I'm not mistaken, they are all Schedule I narcotics at the federal level.
Okay.
Which actually goes back to something I was talking about yesterday, not on the show, but when I was testifying at the marijuana hearing in Concord, we were talking about how young people are told in DARE class that a joint is the same thing as a hit of crack cocaine. They're told it's the same thing as snorting some coke or injecting heroin, that smoking a joint is the same. And so inevitably when they finally smoke their first joint and they find out they've been lied to, then they might think to themselves, well, maybe all these other things are A-okay to use as well, which, of course, would not be the case. Those other drugs are definitely far more dangerous than marijuana, but they all are Schedule I narcotics. Anyway, that's just an aside. She continues. She says, let's say they were choosing to use heroin or crack, and it was affecting their relationship with their family in a highly negative way, physical abuse, neglect, etc. And I've seen this happen. I've seen. You remember the little girl that used to come over when I used to live with my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, what was her name?
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
I don't recall.
She was just
a sweet little girl, but yeah. Her mom was a meth head.
Okay.
And she wasn't really getting the attention she probably should have gotten as a 5-year-old or 6-year-old girl should have gotten from her mom, because mom was busy turning tricks for money or whatever it was she was doing during her daytime hours. I don't think it was really taking care of her kids, so it's always tragic to see something like that happening. She says, how would that be handled or punished? I personally believe that what a person does is up to them. They can drink bleach as a side to that burger, for all I care, but when the life of another is endangered, in this case, let's say a child who has no way of removing themselves from this situation, how is this to be dealt with? She says, obviously, putting them in jail is going to screw the family up even more. It just makes angry people. Is there an alternative? Also consider the situation without a child. Well, we can get to that. But how should a situation like that be handled? And how is it handled today? I mean, this woman that I knew, there was no intervention on behalf of the government. This was going on.
I can tell you how, personally, in that particular situation, I saw that little girl there. She was just sweet as she could be. I would have taken that little girl in and raised her until she was 18 years old with no mm-hmm. problem. If it hadn't been for the fact that I would have gone through just, the mother would have been, a problem, I'm sure, in the adoption process, and the government would have been a huge issue. I've got a felony conviction, so therefore they're going to, make my life a living hell as far as adopting a kid and that kind of thing. But I would have taken that girl in and taken care of her.
I think that what you might see is that there would be some sort of market, and we're talking about a situation where there's no government around, right, to allegedly take care of this situation for us, which, of course, again, in this real-life situation I'm talking about, the government wasn't around at that point anyway. So what you might see is that young people, even very, very young people, like this little girl, again, was probably no more than 6 years old.
Cocaine's a Schedule II drug.
Cocaine is?
Yes.
Okay, but the other ones are all Schedule I.
I haven't got a list.
Okay. Anyway, so what you might see happen is that very, very young people, they can decide what situation they prefer. And I think that in the event where, let's say, they had an experience with you, Mark, and you were taking care of them for a little while, and they had to go back and starve with mommy, they might very likely choose to go and live with you, were they given the option to. And in that world, they wouldn't be property of their mother. Let's come back and talk about this more and take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430, or order online at system48.net today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, as well as see why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. So, continuing an email from Sarah in Madison, Wisconsin, she is curious about what would happen in a more free market world where you've got a situation with, let's say, you've got a mother or father that is just hopelessly addicted to crack or heroin or some other destructive narcotic. What about if they have a young child who they just aren't taking care of? What would happen?
Well, first off, that even if a person's addicted to drugs, if they know that their situation is that much worse than it should be, then many of them will go ahead and say something like, you know, I know that my kid can be better taken care of. I just can't do it right now. And they'll allow someone else to do it.
They'd probably be more than happy to allow that to happen. But what in the instance where they aren't? What in the instance where they have where they really feel as though they must take care of their child?
They're just being selfish or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think that, and I don't know what the law is like today. And as I was saying, I am well aware of a real life situation like this that I've been fairly close to in the past, where a little 6-year-old girl, back when I used to live down in Florida, was visiting quite often my home because my ex-girlfriend at the time knew the mother who was a crackhead or meth head or whatever her drug of choice was. She was messed up. Anyway, this my girlfriend at the time brought this girl in, sort of started taking care of her on a relatively daily, almost daily basis. Yeah, she would stay the night and, you know, watch TV and play with stuff. And it gave her a brief respite from the just the awfulness of hanging around the crack house or wherever it was that she lived. And so I've seen this in real life, and the government doesn't help. Most of these situations they don't even know about. And of course, when someone does finally call the government on a someone snitches out a situation like this, they send in DCF. DCF takes the kid away by force, and then it's an absolute nightmare to get the kid out of the hands of the government again at that point, or they'll put him in a foster home where they'll be abused, perhaps.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
The government solution is certainly less than desirable, and I think that kids they should not be property. I don't know what sort of ownership parents have under the law that we have today. I'm not a parent, so I can't really speak to that. Mark, you are going to be a parent soon, but not yet. And I think that if you've got a situation where mom or dad is being abusive, or mom or dad is a loser, drug addict, and neglecting their children, and you come in there as a caring individual who's willing to step in and take care of this child, it would seem to me that you'd have all of the evidence on your side if that mother or father, the strung-out mom or dad, ended up taking you to arbitration. They'd have nothing. They probably don't even have the money to take you to arbitration. If they did and they lost, then they'd owe you everything. So it might just be that if you managed to get their kid from them and take care of that kid, they probably wouldn't even challenge you on it because they would know how bad of a situation they were in.
Well, when you're talking about that scenario, what constitutes treating your child poorly? Just being poor enough not to be able to fight somebody in arbitration? Is that...
No, starving them. You know, not taking care of your kid.
I know what that means, yes.
You could definitely take someone to arbitration. It's just that if you lost, you'd have to pay, because it's loser pays, right? So if you are a loser and you've got nothing going on in life, then you're going to be SOL.
I can't afford to deal with that loss,
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, you come in, take my kid. I'm poor, you're rich. You say...
Well, if you can take care of the kid, then you've got a case. If you're not a, crackhead who's not... if you're feeding your kid and they're going and they're okay, they're healthy, then obviously then the kid should stay with you. But if the kid's in danger and living in, filthy, awful conditions and not eating food, then, who would you side on if you were the arbitrator? Well, do we want to do what's best for the kid, or do we want to do what's best for the crackhead mom?
I don't know. I mean, this whole parent-child scenario is, to me, the most arduous to deal with in free market scenarios.
And, of course, it's harder because, if you're talking about a kid that can't speak for itself, then obviously the entire decision is in the hands of the arbitrator. But if the kid can speak for himself, then let the kid decide, right? If the 6-year-old says, well, I like going with Mark. Mark, lets me play games and stuff, and I can eat food at his house. I'd like to stay with him. Thank you very much. Case closed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the situation is today with the law and how parents own kids, but I don't think they should own kids. I think if a young person is ready to be independent or is ready to make a switch as far as who his caretaker is, then he or she should be able to make that decision. Would love to hear your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. Sarah goes on. She says, consider the situation without a child. Consider just any Joe Schmo that might be directly endangered by this other person who's choosing to use drugs. And I don't know how they would be endangered by that other person. Usually, unless they get behind the wheel of a car, there's not much a drug addict can do that's going to put you in any danger, necessarily.
I suppose they could be, you know, at work and working heavy machinery, but you're still talking about behind the wheel of something.
Yeah, well, you know, then it's, again, the employer's responsibility to ensure that their employees are indeed clean.
And an employee's responsibility to talk to his manager and say, hey, look, this employee's messed up somehow.
Yeah, so she says the punishment should fit the crime, right? Is the child or Joe a higher priority? How would this be handled differently, if at all? I really can't think of, Sarah, I can't think of any situation where a drug-addicted adult is going to put another drug-addicted adult in any real danger unless you're talking about initiating force. I mean, unless you're talking about trying to steal money from someone or trying to set their house on fire or doing something that will actually harm another. And if you're initiating force, then clearly you have a case.
Right. If they're stealing something or hurting somebody, then, right. You know, then you're talking about a punishable offense.
But just being on drugs, while it may be sad, while it may be tragic, being addicted to drugs does not in any way, shape, or form put another adult in danger. If you can think of a scenario where that would be the case without that person initiating force or, again, getting behind the wheel of a car or something like that, I'd love to hear about it. I can't think of one. And I've known plenty of drug addicts. I can't think of one. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Another email here. This one from Patrick. Somewhat related. He says, my girlfriend's car was stolen by a drug addict and was taken to court. There, he was convicted and got fined and sentenced to pay for the damages. But this loser has no assets, and thus, my girlfriend got no money. Now, this is a problem, as these guys are practically free from punishment, as their crime is as severe as to put them in prison, and as they have no assets to take their home free, at least in Sweden, where our emailer is. I guess the court could have put him in prison for a month or so, but that costs a lot of money, and the convict would be happy as he could use that time to eat himself up and get in shape. How would these guys be handled in a libertarian society? The thief has no money to pay restitution, and to put him in jail would just cost money. It's an excellent question.
Now, he said libertarian society,
sure.
Which could mean a small government society, or it could mean what you talk about, which is no government at all.
Mm-hmm.
In a libertarian society, we would have law enforcement that would, handle that. He stole a car, and it would be a lot more forceful as far as the pay, because property rights would be so much more important. So he would either have to pay or go into some kind of indentured servitude in order to pay that off.
Right. I think in either of these situations, Mark, either in the small government society or the free market society, the answer is going to be the same. And we'll come back and discuss this. 800-259-9231. Love your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. Free Talk.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Bring up anything, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then head over and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can join for as little as $3 a month. And you know we give you everything away on the website for free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, from coast to coast, around over 32 stations at this point, and we'll be on more with your assistance. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or some of our other options. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Pat emails in from Sweden. He's got a situation. His girlfriend's car was stolen, and the guy that did it, they found him. They took him to court. The punishment was that he had to pay for the damages, but the guy's a loser, has no assets, and so, therefore, the girlfriend got no money. And he says, well, how would these guys, these people like him, be handled in a libertarian society? And, Mark, you were beginning to answer from the small government perspective, and I think the answer is the same, because you and I, we agree on a lot of things when it comes to justice, Mark. It's just you have yet to really fully let go of government providing justice. But there's no doubt that you think the justice system needs some serious revamping, whether or not it's the government that's handling it.
Right. I think that the government spends way too much time incarcerating people for drug crimes and going after people for traffic violations, far too little time going after criminal offenses. People that do hurt people in criminal offenses are often punished with jail time, mm-hmm. and the people that are harmed are robbed twice.
Right, as though that the man sitting in prison is going to make that victim whole somehow. It doesn't. And so I'm going to propose the free market solution, but I think it's pretty much analogous to what could happen in a more small government society as well. And that is that this individual, this loser, as he's put, a drug addict loser, doesn't have any money, no assets, nothing to his name, nothing to pay back this girl with because he stole her car. Well, in a more free market society, I think what you would see is that he would have to pay her back. And if he had no assets but had a job, then his paychecks would be garnished. And that would happen because business owners would want to be seen as being cooperative with arbitrators, just as they would want to be cooperative with government making a similar declaration that this guy's guilty
We know he's guilty. The proof, you know, here's the proof. We know he's guilty. He owes her, let's say, $3,000. Okay, he owes her $3,000 or whatever. Well, okay, we set him up on a payment plan where every single paycheck, $100 comes out or $200, whatever.
Assuming he has a paycheck, though. But
if he doesn't
month.
Have a paycheck, if he's completely jobless and a total loser, and he has no way, you know, he doesn't have recognizance, he's not an upstanding member of society in any way, shape, or form, if you don't trust this guy to pay this girl back, if there's no evidence that he's going to make any efforts whatsoever to pay her back, then put him in a work prison. And make it so he has the opportunity to actually work at taking phone reservations or whatever it is the work prison has him doing.
I wouldn't even go so far as a work prison. I would say that the terminology prison indicates monopoly and exclusivity. I think that there would be companies that would spring up that would allow people to sell their, you know, they would be sentenced. These people would be sentenced to indentured servitude for non-payment. And then they would be able to choose which company it was that they wanted to work for.
That's probably
in order
true.
To pay back these people. You know, they could
right.
pick
they would choose. They would choose one that would be more apt to their skill set, for instance,
And probably treat them better.
Right. But the likelihood, Mark, of the choice option that you're describing coming into play in a small government situation is pretty much nil. It's much more likely in a free market situation where prisons would have to compete for their prisoners, and that would be one of the ways that they could be competing, that one of the bases they could be competing on, whereas when it's government, they just get shipped off to whatever government prison they deem appropriate. So I think that's more likely to happen in the free market situation, but either way, it's something that should happen. And that's only if the guy is a flight risk. That's only if he's not willing to go out and actually be honest and make good and pay this girl back.
Not really a flight risk, but a no-pay risk at the same time.
Either way.
I mean,
either way.
You
don't want him to disappear.
This person, and we're assuming it's male, is such a loser that they know what the impending punishment will be for not paying their debts, and they choose to go ahead and not pay their debts.
Right. Well, the fact is, he's got an incentive. The incentives are all there, especially in the market situation. The incentives are all there to have this guy be honest and stay out of prison. He's going to want to stay out of prison, but that means he will have to make payments because the payments will be quicker if he stays out of prison. He'll be working in the marketplace. You won't have to house him. You won't have to clothe him. You won't have to feed him. And so the payments will be made quicker. He'd be free faster. But if he's a total loser and is obviously not going to be very cooperative, then putting him in some sort of a work camp situation would get the girl paid back, and at the same time it would take him longer to do. So he himself has an incentive to try to be upstanding and try to get this cleared up.
I don't know that it necessarily would take longer going into a indentured servitude situation.
It would, because you have to pay for the overhead. Because that guy's going to get a paycheck, but part of that paycheck's going to the prison, because they are the ones that are
security,
housing him. Right.
Food. Lodging.
Right, and if he's really dangerous, then the security has to be higher. So if the security is higher, then it's going to cost more, and therefore there'll be less money to actually be paid out to him or the victim in that case.
Likely, the indentured servitude operation would have to carry some kind of insurance, for their detainees, that kind of thing.
Right.
Some of them are bound to try to go crazy and try to escape, and they'll probably be responsible for paying off whomever it is that these people owe, that kind of thing.
Here's an additional point on this. I don't know if many insurance companies offer this, but I imagine that it might be out in the marketplace. I certainly don't own it for my vehicle. But theft insurance, in that if you have insurance covering your vehicle and it is stolen and not returned in any decent shape, well, the insurance company would pay for that.
Right, and then they'd go after the guy.
Right, so then the dude would actually owe the insurance company by right of subrogation, and the girl would be in the clear. She'd have her money, she'd have her new car, she wouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. So then it'd be the insurance company dealing with the arbitrator, dealing with the work camp, whatever the situation might be.
Unfortunately, when it comes to insurance, I don't know how it is in Sweden, but I suspect it's very similar to how it is here in the United States, is there's all kinds of laws requiring insurance companies to offer this and offer that to people that they insure. And I'm sure that's been, the result of some shady insurance practices in the past. I don't know, but I'm just assuming that it is. But it doesn't allow, getting the law involved means that I have to pay for, the case of health insurance, abortions for nuns, things that, all kinds of things that I wouldn't necessarily need. The government gets involved in insurance far too often.
Absolutely. They overregulate the industry. And, of course, any regulation to me is overregulation. But Pat goes on, just as a little aside, he says the trial was a joke, by the way. The judge and his two companions were half asleep during the one-hour trial. The attorney knew absolutely nothing about the case in advance, as he read directly from a rather good police investigation. It's illegal to read directly from it in Sweden. The defense lawyer was a little bit better as he spoke to the criminal for about 10 minutes right before the trial. Neither he did his reading before the trial, but yet he demanded $3,000 equivalent, $3,000 US equivalent for his one-hour work. After the trial, I approached the judge because I wanted a copy of the police investigation, and in two sentences he broke two fundamental laws in Sweden. In Sweden, all documents in all government agencies are public, and they must give a copy to anyone who asks for it. The judge tried to deny me this. Furthermore, he wanted my name and purpose, which is also illegal. A government official isn't allowed to investigate the identity or purpose. After arguing with him for a while, he gave in. He says, I hope you manage to secede from the United States. Then I will move my business to New Hampshire, provided you improve the immigration laws also. And it's, yet another typical example of government bureaucrats, whether they be in Sweden or America or communist China, completely ignoring the law itself. The law they themselves are sworn to uphold.
Right, and usually receive no punishment for violating.
Right. What are you going to do? Take the government judge to court over the fact that he didn't follow his little procedures?
Right. Largely,
how does that happen?
The laws are enforced, it seems, on a gradating scale. For us lowly little citizens, we have to obey all of them all of the time.
Yeah. They obey when they feel like it.
And I think that it's worse for business owners and those kind of people that are open to the public, those kind of people. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the worst for them. The bureaucrats, the low-level and mid-level bureaucrats, they have another sort of enforcement level. Police are probably even above them. And then the politicians themselves are in this area where they almost have to follow none.
Pat does say, again, he hopes we secede from the United States as he'll move his business to New Hampshire. I think that, Mark, if secession actually happens, or rather when secession happens, and the borders are open, welfare is abolished, to allow people like Pat and others from around the world to come here and bring their talents and their skills and their expertise, we would have such an amazing economy as a result of that. It would be just mind-blowing.
The less government and more free market there is in any country, whether it's a seceded New Hampshire or the United States or Sweden, it's better.
Hour 2's coming up. New York City Board votes to regulate fast food. We'll explain.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.